It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
Welcome to episode 155 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your GM tonight for a session I can't tell you the name of currently, of Horror on the Orient Express, running under the Cthulhu 7th edition rules.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Click.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Tiny Tim Boxley.
And Il Porcupino is also here, and she's going to be playing Somebody. Now the reason why Il Porcupino will be playing Somebody will become very obvious in a second. Would somebody like to recap what happened last week?
Right, I think it all went rather well.
Well, it sort
well,
of did.
That's one way of putting it.
Nothing terrible happened at all to anyone involved.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Normally by this point, players are putting the model together. I'm shocked.
There are lots of fluffy bunnies and, nothing horrible happened at all.
Well, my notes say it all went to buggery, so I don't know what you're on about.
Well, okay. Oh dear.
We started
in a dark cave, surrounded by cultists.
Yep.
And I was wearing the medallion they were looking for.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where it started, and then what happened? Lots is the answer.
We had a bit of a kind of gun standoff. Poor Otto.
Also, the German tourist did not.
Also, the tourist did not come out well.
He landed a few telling blows.
He did. I think he had half his face ripped off.
He did, unfortunately, then die, but that's not the point.
So basically, we started off with the cultists that were with Timona. And then these suited Turkish-looking chaps also arrived, who seemed to be fighting everyone. They didn't seem to be particularly fussy about anything.
No, it was...
The first cultist.
It was a general melee at that point.
After it started to get a bit hairy,
we sort of managed to kind of creep off, mostly, because they were busy fighting each other. So, it's like, let's go down this alley. Oh shit, someone's following us. Let's kill that one. Okay, that one's dead. Let's go.
Unfortunately, Wolfstash did not follow and hasn't been seen since.
No.
Yeah.
He is quite probably dead.
Yes. There was some quite lucky shooting, I think, that went on. Particularly for Clarissa, I don't think she'd ever shot her gun before.
Clarissa was terrifying.
Helmut Grossinger appeared and, jumped about and tried to help us by pointing us in the right direction. And the direction was towards what we'd come for, which was the leg.
Yep.
We kind of were down by the water.
There was an underground lake or similar.
We had sort of, jumped past some giant teethy rocks because those cultists were coming into the room and we didn't want to meet them.
And there was a monster in the bottom of the lake, which we had to run away from.
Yeah, there was some give us the amulet, fuck off now, give us the fucking amulet, fuck off now, murder, murder, death, kill, murder, death, kill, I'm going to eat you with this, like, set of stalactites.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, Timona quite wanted the amulet. Old staff didn't want to give it to him.
The creature thing quite wanted the amulet.
Yeah, there was a lot of scuffling.
But we fled.
We did manage
with the leg.
To run away with the leg. Tim had the leg.
Yeah.
Good old Tim.
Tim does indeed have the leg, and I believe he was the first person to pick it up. I'm the first person to pick up the other leg as well.
Yeah, basically Tim needs to stop touching up legs because he's going to end up in a wheelchair.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we made our escape through the caverns to the little train that we came in on.
Mm-hmm.
And we used that to get out. And we found a abandoned car, which presumably the fairs... cultists had come in.
Yeah, you were fairly certain that nobody was going to come after you for nicking the car. They were going to be coming after you to murder the fuck out of you. So you didn't feel too bad.
We decided to, get out of Dodge as soon as we could. So we all got in the car.
Yeah.
I think Tim decided that he was going to drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because no one stopped him.
Clarissa was a bit babbly at that point, I believe. And then something weird happened.
There was a thrumming.
There was some pulsating going on.
There was pulsating.
Not in a good way. And this was happening in front of old staff, I believe.
It was centred
on... vicinity.
Yes.
It was centred on him and his chest in particular.
So Clarissa and Tim decided it was time to get out of the car.
Yeah, that was a sensible choice.
Old staff didn't.
I tried, okay?
Now, technically speaking, you didn't. You tried to take the amulet off, which wasn't going to happen.
I believe there was some creepy voice that said they will have their revenge. And then old staff was kind of atomised.
Yeah.
I think the word used was, I was squished into the space of a tennis ball and then sprayed as far as the pitch.
Yes, yeah, basically... him and the car became the size of a tennis ball and then spread themselves out over an area approximately the same size as a football pitch. And blood rained down on Clarissa and Tiny Tim Boxley. And in the middle of the darkness as this is occurring, Clarissa has, I believe at this point, fainted.
Well, with the constitution of 25, what do you expect?
Yeah. Clarissa faints.
Morning, you said.
Yes, it's very early morning.
Oh, okay.
Clarissa faints, and this rain of blood is pattering down on you, and then over in the field to your left, you hear plonk.
Well, fuck. How heavy is Clarissa?
Constitution of 25? Probably not very heavy.
How far away in the field was a clonking sound?
It's fairly close to the path, so 4 or 5 yards maybe into the field. You'll have to jump across a ditch, but
we're not just going towards it. What were you think coming for us?
It didn't sound that heavy. It sounded like just something falling from above.
What were you think coming for us?
Make me a listen check if you want to know a bit more information about the thing that dropped into the thingy.
Okay. I cannot make you a listen check.
Okay. Well, there we go then.
Yeah. Tim's going for the approach of, oh shit, the world's trying to kill us. Hide.
Okay then. So what are you doing?
Where's the station?
It's about, well it was, what, 10, 15 minutes walking distance?
I think so, yeah.
So it's probably about 5-10 minutes that way. To the south of where you currently are.
It's a mile to the station.
Okay, but 1920s cars on windy, windy roads.
Okay.
Because you are up in the mountains, because caves.
Alright.
You walked it last time, because Otto came with you.
Yes, we did.
So it's close enough that Clarissa can walk it without her lungs falling out of her chest. So it's fairly close.
If I'm awake,
if she's awake. She is currently unconscious. And you're both covered head to foot in blood.
Yeah, I don't like that bit. Fuck, we can't go on a train like this, can we?
Probably not. I suppose it depends on the train.
Right, okay.
The Doom train, you would have fitted right in.
Did we see, like, any water on
There's
the way?
There's a ditch. Just there.
Okay. Alright. I'll abandon Clarissa.
Okay.
Like, if I can hide her under a bush or something.
Yeah, you can.
And then...
drag her over towards the ditch and sort of leave her in the long grass next to it.
To the ditch?
Yeah.
That was the direction of the sound?
Yeah.
No, I want to hide her away from that. Then I can creep over to the ditch and check it safe.
Well, in that case, you could hide her in near the long grass to the ditch on the other side.
Oh, is that ditch?
There's two ditches.
Okay.
So you leave her on one side and then go over to the other side. Because on one side, there's a ditch... but it's dry because it's the downhill side.
Right, yeah.
And on the other side there's a ditch and it's filled, and just beyond it is this field where you heard the thud.
I want to creep over there, all stealthy-like.
Okay, make me a stealth check. You pass.
I do pass.
You don't get a check. Okay, you creep over. Make me a spot hidden.
Okay, that's going to go worse, I suspect. Yeah, that goes a lot worse. I see nothing.
Did you get double your spot hidden?
What?
Did you get under double your spot hidden?
Yes.
Okay. Lying on the ground is a large gold amulet.
Oh, that was the thing they wanted, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't really want to find it, do I?
No.
I should probably hide it better than this, shouldn't I?
Yes. However, you are also aware that at the moment, old staff picked it up. I shouldn't be mixing those two up, they're both fucking dead now. The moment old staff picked it up, he did go funny. Because he picked it up, went rigid, and immediately put the fucker on.
Yeah, that was a thing. But
that you saw.
But he ain't used to picking stuff off, is he? He ain't like a good... But if I picked it up with like a glove on or something, does that work?
He used a handkerchief.
Oh. Oh, I've got a stick. Is there a stick around?
There's a hedgerow, so yeah.
Alright. I pick it up on the end of a stick.
What are you intending to do with it once you've picked it up?
He hasn't thought this far through yet.
It is currently hanging on the end of a stick.
Right. That's a good start. Do we have any bags with us?
Nope.
Why do we not have any bags with us? Why?
Because you're nuts. You don't even have a bag to put the leg in.
No, wait, but we brought guns with us, so presumably we'd have brought a bag
you
to
all
put
brought
the guns
revolvers,
in.
Which went in your handbags or pockets.
Aha! A handbag!
Are you putting it in Clarissa's handbag, which is hanging from her shoulder?
Yeah, I will go over, steal Clarissa's handbag, and put the amulet in it.
Do you then carry the handbag, or does Clarissa end up with the handbag?
Well, she's not waking up yet, and I'm not gonna just have her. I'm not gonna have her waking up with it on, with it there, without her knowing it's in there. So for now, it's mine.
Right then, at this point,
and then we need to find a good place to hide it, like under a rock in a basement, because that seemed to work pretty well.
Hang on a second, I've just actually got to. Oh, nothing happens.
Okay.
You put it in the bag?
Alright. I'm now going to attempt to use the ditch to de-blood my clothes a bit.
Yeah, you could basically end up muddy rather than bloody.
Alright.
But it's a little bit difficult as you've got to constantly keep sweeping the blood that's now sort of lying on the surface of the water to one side to get fresh water from underneath it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, literally an area like 30 or 40 yards round around you is just red. But it's only a very thin layer.
Alright. Well, muddy is better. That's easy to explain while getting a train.
Yeah.
Now I need to get Clarissa to do the same thing.
Okay. Well, you can either... You can wake her up. You've got cold water.
Yeah, I can. I can do that then.
Sploosh! Clarissa, you're awake. Somebody's just thrown freezing cold blood and water in your face. You are still covered in atomized old staff, and someone's stolen your handbag.
Oh, what's going on?
There's a ditch. Blah. It's all right.
I'm covered in blood. Yeah.
There's a ditch. Go wash in that. Look, I'm muddy now, not bloody, so we can totally get the train.
Wow. Okay. Just give me a minute.
I wouldn't give me a minute.
I will go to a different ditch, to the bit that...
Well, you're right next to the ditch, but it's empty.
Oh, okay.
The only one that's got water in it is the other ditch.
I will go a bit further, like, down the road.
There is actually a line where the very thin layer of blood stops.
I'll go further outside of that.
Okay.
And have a bit of a...
Yeah, you end up muddy rather than bloody.
Have you seen my handbag, Tim?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, so basically, what Warpstash was warning you about Tiny Tim Boxley has come to pass.
So, okay, I'll take my bag.
Thing is, if you look inside, it's got the amulet in it, so don't stick your hand in. Just like, don't touch it and it's fine,
right,
I think.
Okay.
Probably. I don't know, when Boilstaff touched it, it went weird, even with like a handkerchief. But I picked it up with a stick.
Right, I'm gonna walk, if you give me that bag back, I'll walk with it kind of
arm's
length, touching as little as possible. Is it heavy? Or?
Well, it's a 6-inch amulet made out of gold, so pretty heavy.
Okay.
It's certainly a weighty piece of metal. I can probably work out, please continue while I try
to work out. I don't want to be, like, touching the actual bag part of the bag, if you see what I mean, rather than the handle. But then, I will survey the blood splattered area, and then, like, suggest that we head towards the station.
That was the plan, yeah. Let's do that.
Right, well, yeah, it's really weird. You don't actually have to keep it around. It's really weird because basically the area is perfectly circular.
Hmm.
Like, you could have drawn it with a compass circular. Inside the area, thin layer of blood on everything. And chunks of metal no bigger than, like, a couple of millimetres across. Outside, nothing.
That is weird.
Yeah, don't like it. Let's go.
So you start staggering down the mountain. It takes a little while. It takes about 10 minutes or so to get down to Postumia Station. And then I assume you're going back to Trieste?
Yep, that's where our stop is.
What are you doing with the leg?
I'm holding it, aren't I?
Can you, like, wrap it in your coat?
Yeah, wrap it in an outer layer.
So you take your coat off and wrap up the leg.
Yeah.
So you are obviously carrying a long item wrapped in your coat.
Well, I ain't got anything else to wrap it with, do I?
Nope.
I can't really go sticking it down my trousers. I've got my own leg in there.
Not unless you want to lie and Jake the fucking peg. You are very lucky, however, because it turns out the ticket collector at Postumia Station is the least interested man in all Christendom.
He loves his job. Like,
ticket, money, stamp, here, train in an hour.
Okay, thank you.
So you wait there, dripping slightly, because... Although you're not bloody anymore, you are covered head to foot in muddy water. Well, yeah, after about 50 minutes or so, the train comes in. And you get onto it and sit down.
Are there many people on it?
There's a few, mostly people who are probably going into Trieste for work that day. As the train starts pulling off, however, you see a car careening down the road as if to try and catch the train. And as you start pulling out of the station, you see three guys with fezzes on come leaping out of the car and sort of they rush and try and get through, but they can't get through to the train.
Help scooch down.
Yeah, hide.
Okay. Now, the train back to Trieste takes 3 hours. So you spend the next 3 hours sat waiting for Trieste to come back.
Okay, what's the plan for if they're waiting for us at the station?
Cultists are really bad at catching trains, aren't they?
They are.
They're not good, aren't they? They really are.
They always turn up, like, just as the train leaves. They need better watches.
The Turkish ones do. The Loigor ones were dead on time. They were on the train with you, remember?
Yeah, well, wasn't paying attention to them.
No, we were looking for men in feathers.
Yes, of course.
Cultists are clearly really bad at catching trains, should spend more time buying watches and less time trying to do evil stuff.
Watching other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've no idea what the plan is.
excellent.
You were asked for a plan and then instead you tried to deflect by talking about watches.
How many bullets do you have?
You fired off your whole gun's worth and I think you reloaded.
No, I fired off half my gun. Oh yeah, yeah. Yep, so I fired off my gun.
Yeah.
So I've got like 12 left.
Okay.
Oh, incidentally, I think we were doing initiative wrong, I think. You lot should have, because he had guns, should have been taking more actions, maybe. I'll try and read up on that before we have the next fight.
Alright. But we don't really want to go shooting people in the middle of Trieste. They might take that the wrong way,
and
I think.
I think they might. Especially as we're foreigners.
It's perfectly acceptable, incidentally, to shoot people if they're attacking you.
By the way,
as one of you is a lady.
I do not feel well at all. I'm sorry.
Well, I reckon we should get back and, like, get stuff and go away.
You do remember that the train is not till 8 o'clock at night.
We have to... Is there
anyone... And you'll need to get Izzy, obviously.
Yes. We'll have to... Is there anyone, like, sitting near us, or are we...?
There's, like, a big fat guy, quite a bushy moustache, thinning hair, which has been scraped across the top of his head and sort of hair oiled into position. He's just a big red face. He's been asleep since before it got to Postumi, you reckon? Because he didn't wake up when you two got in. But I assumed you'd choose the most empty carriage to begin with?
Yeah. Well, I will assume that he is actually asleep and he can't understand English. Wow, that is very annoying.
They're just going to sit and listen to me snore for a little while, listeners, so I'm going to stop.
It's distractingly annoying.
Yes, he is distractingly annoying.
We have to, you know, get rid of the... She points to the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we get rid of that ear, or do we take it somewhere else and get rid of it there?
Well, they didn't find it for ages when it was hidden round the corner from where they lived, so...
They didn't. But we'd have to hide it somewhere, like, really subtle-like, without noticing we were doing it. Mm-hmm. And they seem to know where we live.
Well, yeah.
Stay.
Yeah, well, they've been watching us rather than, you know, catching the train.
They've been doing lots of watching. So, if they're still watching, I don't know.
Well, it really depends. Do you think they sent everybody to try and capture you before?
There did seem to be quite a lot of people in the cabin from what I saw.
There were a lot, yeah.
How many were left, though?
Well, you know at least three were.
So, I guess it's whether we hide it in Trieste or whether we take it to the next place we got off the train and hide it there. And then they've got to get on a train to get it as well.
I've got a feeling they'll be, you know, trying to get on the train, you know, maybe.
Possibly.
So where are good places to hide things? I understand the basement worked pretty well.
Bury it with someone?
Shame you didn't bring Wolfstash, innit?
Well, why?
Can't really do it with old stuff. Not without a squeegee, anyway.
Yeah. We need a mop and some kind of...
a bucket.
Yeah. One of those ones that you can bring out the thing in.
Mm-hmm.
How... busy was Trieste during the day?
It's pretty busy. At this time of the year, people tend to stay off the streets as much as possible because of the borer. But you saw a relatively large amount of people up and about the place.
Okay. You're saying if we hide it, we want to hide it somewhere where no one will see us hiding it? What time does it get dark?
4 or 5. It was relatively early because it was still in winter, but not as early as it was in, like, France or stuff, because it's now the 8th of February. We probably need to update that. The 8th of February, 1923, is it?
What?
Or 22.
It's not the 8th of February.
No, that is not up to date.
Yeah, according to my diary, it was the 11th when we went to Postumia.
So it's the 12th?
Yeah.
Then we definitely need to update that number.
It's Monday the 12th.
Monday the 12th, February 1923 or 22?
23.
Okay.
I don't know. There's always the canal option, but that's...
It would make it kind of difficult for them to find it.
We did put a body in there.
Yes, you did. You did indeed drop a body in there. He was a Turkish cultist.
Okay, so really, the options we're thinking of seem to be along similar lines to the body. If you know, you can put it in the canal, or like put it in a grave or something. Like one where the earth is already like churned up a bit, so it's more suspicious if the earth's churned up a bit.
Or if we leave it till we're on the train, like throw it out of the train when we get to a like mountain or something.
You are heading from Trieste to, well, Ljubljana, then Zagreb, then Belgrade. How the hell do you spell Ljubljana?
There's J's and L's and U's.
It's Ljubljana, A-N-A, even. Now, let me just have a look. Right, the area between...
It's near the peaks of the northern Dinaric Alps.
Yeah, basically, to go to Ljubljana, let's turn terrain on. Give me a second. Yeah, there's a fair number of mountains between you and Ljubljana. And once you get to Ljubljana and turn for Zagreb, there's even more mountains. Then when you get to Zagreb and head down towards Belgrade, then there's a lot less because you're sort of in like a plain area. There's mountains, but you mostly skirt them on the way through. So yeah, between Trieste and Ljubljana, there's a lot of forested mountains. If you just want to wang it off the train, proves what I'm saying. Remembering that you'll be travelling at night as well.
Do you reckon people won't find out there?
Well, I would have thought it would be fairly remote-ish.
Because you don't want it picked up by people who don't know what it's about. Because you know what happened to old staff, and he had like some idea what it was about.
Some idea.
Well.
He had a lot more idea at the end there. None of it was good ideas, though.
It's safer somewhere where people can't, no one can actually find it.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't want anyone to find it ever. Where'd I put a thing if I didn't want anyone to find it ever?
The Royal Mail?
Just saying.
Or with Cthulhu Wars being delayed, a Chinese distribution centre? I'm sad. I want Onslaught 2 to get here.
Well, I think we're best off trying to leave Trieste and deal with that later.
Alright.
As long as it's in a safe-ish place.
Well, it's in a handbag.
Yes. But if I actually touch the, like, the handbag where the thing is, I'm not going to. But if I want to touch, if I mistakenly touch that part of the bag, would it, like, get me? This is my fear, that if I touch where it is in the bag, on the leather, on I'm assuming it's leather, then, you know, that's...
We can assume it's leather.
That's just the same as, like, a bit of skin.
Well, basically, you're fairly certain Ulster picked it up with a handkerchief.
Yeah.
And then he went all rigid and immediately put it on.
You see, I don't want to test this thing.
Nah.
And therefore we can't put it in the box, because if it's touching the box and you touch the box...
Well, you're holding the handbag.
Yes, I know, but I'm not actually...
Holding the bit of the handbag.
I'm not actually holding, like, the actual bag bit.
You're holding the handle.
Exactly.
Dr. Jesus approves of your scientific fuckery. No, seriously, Dr. Jesus obviously approves. That's why you haven't been taken over by the medallion.
This is it. This is why I came out
relatively... For Dr. Jesus.
This is why I came out relatively unscathed.
Yes, you came out relatively unscathed due to fluke.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't have a plan.
No.
No.
But you have spent a good few minutes thinking about a plan. You just don't have one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our first priority is getting out of the station and back to the hotel in one piece.
Yeah.
Question for you. What's your credit rating again, Clarissa?
60.
Make me a credit rating check.
I passed that.
Do you half it?
No.
Did you fifth? No, of course not. There is another option. There's these things called safety deposit boxes of banks.
Okay.
So in theory, if you didn't want to carry it with you, you could leave it there and go and get it later. You would have to open an account with them, but your credit rating is such that even your daily rate would cover the cost of setting up an account.
Of course.
If any of the cults had got people in the bank, this could end up not well for you.
Well, it's an option.
Hmm?
Well, I was just having a thought about what we could do instead of taking it with us.
Hide it?
Yes.
Are there any woods?
But without burying it or dropping it in them.
Oh. How? Find another, like, paving stone or something?
No, we could secure it. I'll get out a piece of paper and write down safety deposit box.
Tony's in Barnsley Cavalry, so yeah, that's fine. Also.
Tony's in Barnsley is mostly going to look confused at that. Just, what?
We leave it there and then deal with it later.
What if they get people in to get it out?
Well, they won't have the key, will they?
Yeah, but you can break into things without a key.
Tiny Tim Boxley would know. Please note, they've lapsed into silence as they think again. However, I'm going to stymie their plan slightly by the fact that the train comes into the station. Yeah, so the train pulls into Trieste. And quite a few people get off. The fat man sort of goes, Trieste! Trieste!
Yes. Yeah.
And he gets off. I assume you two get off.
Yep.
Can we, like, check on the platform?
Yes.
Before we...
Both of you make spot hidden checks. Hey, Il Porcupino.
Yes.
Make a halved spot hidden check, so tell somebody what they're rolling.
I don't pass.
Neither do I.
Oh shit. could somebody make a halved spot hidden check for Il Porcupino, please?
I've got 50 in that.
Okay.
There's no bloody to roll for me today.
Hardwick has volunteered.
Sorry, I rolled a 92.
Okay.
Okay, so nobody notices anything. Right, so you two get off, as you can't see any, like...
We're looking for fezzes.
You can't see any fezzes. You can't see anybody who's got suspicious empty sleeves or empty trouser legs.
Any red and black hair?
Some red hair, but...
Yeah, that's not them.
Some black hair, but no red and black hair.
Okay.
Black shirts?
Oh yeah, there's some black shirts.
All right, we'll just try and look normal.
When you're covered in mud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no, because you rolled a 92. Never mind. I've forgotten that you were all covered in mud and therefore a bit more obvious, but no, not on a 92, still there. So you sort of get off the train. You sort of wandering along. And you hear somebody, Il Porcupino.
Yep.
Selena doesn't speak Italian, does she?
Nope, she nearly did, but then I did Turkish.
So you hear a sort of elderly voice arguing with a porter. I am sorry, madam. I am afraid I don't know where such a person would be. Do you know what hotel they were supposed to be staying in? Do you know where they could have been staying? I do not know exactly where I can suggest. I mean, there are many hotels in Trieste.
Well, is there one that someone would be guided to?
Well,
someone came up to you and said, take me to a nice hotel. Where would you tell me to go?
There is the Centrale. Where the fuck is that? There is the Centrale. There is some other places. There is the Hotel Centrale. There are a couple of hotels on the Piazza Unita d'Italia, but the Centrale is probably the best of the lot. That is where I would suggest to go and stay.
And that is where I shall start.
Okay. You two definitely hear this person, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'll go over to them and say, oh, good morning, madam. It's nice to hear someone else who speaks English.
A woman covered in mud has just wandered over to you.
I say, good grief, what happened to you?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but where are you trying to get to?
I am looking for some friends. Well, friends of friends. Associates of a friend.
Okay.
The young man giving you a very suspicious look right now.
He is also covered in mud.
Clarissa's kind of looking around for like...
You can't see any fezzes.
Okay.
Tim don't like
currently.
This. Well, okay.
You see, my granddaughter, Sadie, she said that there were friends of hers who were going to be here. And she wasn't really particularly clear on any of the details.
Well, you know that name.
So you mean Sadie Terence Smythe?
Don't tell her the name. If you tell her the name, then she can just say yes, can't she? Then she'll kill us all.
I kind of squint at him. My whole face crumples up like a piece of paper as I squint at this young ruffian.
The porter who was still standing there sort of looks and goes, my pay scale's not this good, and wanders off.
Shall we move out of the station, Tim?
Who's we? Who are you?
Well, you don't have to come with us if you don't want to, but Tim and I have places to be.
Tim.
Tim wasn't one of the names she told you, sadly.
Tim, I don't know this Tim. Who's Tim? She's muttering Tim.
She's trying to put a curse on me.
Come along, Tim, we better...
She is covered in an eldritch what's it?
We better hurry along.
Alright.
She's going to hobble after him and be walking stick-clicking. Okay. Now I say, wait up. If you know where my Sadie's friends are, then you must help me. I must help her.
Well, how do I know you could be somebody who's, you know, not on our side?
What are the names of her friends? And who sent you?
I pull myself up to my extremely short height, and I'm still kind of punched over.
Give us a level. What's your size?
It doesn't say how high I am.
No. Your size stat. So if you're short, you're very fat.
Well, I won't be that short then.
Yeah, you're actually...
I'm very frail. But because I'm hunched over all the time, I look a lot shorter than I am.
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of push myself up on my walking stick, and suddenly I'm just that smidge bit taller than you're expecting.
Yeah.
Well, you're taller than me anyway, so.
Yeah. What size are you?
40.
So Tim's the same. Compared to a pair of midgets.
So basically.
When I straighten up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, somewhat towering over the pair of you.
Tim's like this small, angry child.
Sadie sent me.
Oh, well, if she did, then you must know we can't discuss this in the street.
I understand completely. I'm looking for a Mr. Warstaff and a Mr. Oldstaff, the two gentlemen.
Yes, sadly they are,
You are still discussing this in the street, yes. Just so you all know.
Let's get a cab, shall we? We need to discuss this further. My name's Miss Click. Shall we?
That is what I was looking for, wasn't it?
Clarissa Click is definitely one of the names on the list that you were given, yes.
Ah, okay. Ah, yes. Okay. Clarissa, yes?
Yes, hello. Right, can we get off the street? Sorry to rush you, but, yes.
Of course. And having, worked out who you are, I kind of hunched back down again to his stick and I'm quite happy to shuffle on after you.
You shuffle on after them and you step outside the station, and they are obviously expecting this, while you are not used to the bloody wind in this place, as it nearly blows you over. Luckily the other two managed to grab you and drag you up the street and into a cab. After a short while, you manage to get to the Hotel Centrale and ensconce yourselves back in your room. Izzy reports that nothing has happened.
Excellent. Okay, let's order some tea and then we should explain what's been happening and why there's only two of us here.
Three. It's Izzy.
Oh yeah, sorry, three.
There are three of you.
Tim, if you want to dispose of the... what's in your coat?
Oh, yeah. Should we take your handbag?
Probably for the best, yes.
So you go and stick the leg in with the rest of the body.
Yeah. Is this in the room we're in, or a different room?
It's in the room with Izzy, because you left Izzy to guard it.
Okay.
I'm shocked, listeners. They still haven't put the model together.
Bad things might happen if we do that.
No. Only if you actually put the Zadefkas and Yalakrim together. And even then, maybe not. Plus, you found it put together before. It was put together when you got back and that Turkish guy was dead.
Yeah, bad things happened.
Yes, anyway. Okay. Stick it in the box. It's fine. Your leg hurts. Both of them.
I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
What, you sit down there. I'm going to have... I do not feel good at all. Do you have any skill in... I'm not sure I want to ask this, but do you have any, first aiding?
Not really.
Oh.
Just if it's bleeding, set a bandage on it. Right. Or not. Not if it's not bleeding much. If it's not bleeding much, then you just sort of lick the blood off, don't you, and then it stops.
If you do that currently, you'll be licking up old staff. Might just possibly want to have a fucking bath.
I think if you're bleeding, not if you've got blood on you.
But yeah, at the moment you would be eating oyster.
Yeah, I will excuse myself and go and have a quick bath.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can do that. It doesn't take you very long. You pretty much bin the clothing because you're not terribly keen on wearing.
Yeah, can I go and find dry clothes?
Yeah.
And less bloody clothes.
Change. You're much less likely to throw them away, however, on account of, they're one of your three sets of clothes.
Yeah, these are some of the ones Clarissa bought me.
Oh, yeah, they were the posh ones then.
Yeah.
You're definitely
probably
not going to throw them away.
I don't know. I don't know how many clothes she bought me.
You bought him a suit for the, opera, certainly.
Yeah, and then a set of...
You probably weren't wearing the suit then. So
yeah.
You still got the suit.
No, I probably wasn't wearing fancy clothes actually going to the cape, was I?
Yeah.
Probably wearing boring clothes.
So
right.
You probably got your old clothes, so you can bin that. She bought you nicer ones.
She'll buy more clothes if I have to bin them, right?
Yeah. Well then, Selena, they bring you into the room, and they order some tea, and they've got a giant weird leg in a box. introduce you to Izzy, and both of them fuck off and come back half an hour later with different clothes on. Probably for the best, they were covered in muck. So let's get back on to, what you were doing.
Right, okay, sorry about that. We had to, cleanse ourselves of things.
Death.
Yes. So anyway, yes, so if we start again then, my name's Clarissa Click, hello.
Hello.
And you are Sadie's grandmother, is that right?
Yes, my name is Selena Burns. I got a message of some distress from my granddaughter, and I managed to catch up with her in, where did I catch up with her, sorry?
Lucerne?
No, she's just outside of Lucerne, but I can't remember exactly where you put her.
I think we can with them.
Yeah, she's in a hospital nearby though. And the letter wasn't from her, it was about her.
Right.
From that guy you don't talk to.
Huh?
It was from her uncle, who normally you don't talk to because you don't like him.
You particularly don't like her father. But her uncle is her father's brother, so.
Okay.
But he sent you a telegram telling you she'd been injured and she was in this hospital, and then you went to see her.
Okay. So when I got to see her, all she could do was give me a listening name to really to come and find them.
Yeah.
And where they were going next, yeah.
She woke up, screamed that they needed help, gave you their names, and then went back to unconsciousness again.
Okay. How much of the business do I know about?
Nothing.
And how much of what everyone's wrapped up in?
Nothing at all. She just told you you needed to help them and it was of dire importance. You were kind of hoping they'd explain it to you.
Okay. This is Tim. Beyond your names and your location, I really don't have much clue of what I've got myself involved in.
Yes, I'm Tim. This is Tim Boxley, by the way.
Hello, Tim.
The other people who we were travelling with are unfortunately not anymore.
Well, you say that. We don't know. Wolfstash might be alright. He might have magicked himself away. Because he can do that with magic.
Tim, he was a stage
magician. Yeah, but he could still have done it. He could do amazing things, he could. So he maybe was standing there and then he weren't. And they all come back again.
Yes.
Wishful thinking, you feel, but
anyway, so yes, they were unfortunately lost, shall we say, just recently. You might have noticed we were a bit dirty.
One of them's gone missing, the other one exploded.
Exploded?
One of them's gone missing.
No.
There are a lot of things I can't really explain, because I don't understand.
Dr. Jesus will provide, probably.
So basically, myself, your granddaughter, Mr. Wolfstash, and Mr. Oldstar set out with Izzy, for the institute. I'm assuming you're familiar with.
You've heard that her uncle does have something to do with some weird, some occult style thing. But it's not the Theosophical Society, so you don't really care. You prefer the Theosophical Society. That Madame Blavatsky, she knew what she was all about.
I see.
So we set out on a quest kind of thing, and we're travelling to Constantinople, trying to collect parts of a statue to, pretty much save the world, from what I've gathered so far, because there are several cults after the pieces, and we're trying to, we're doing quite well in collecting parts, but yes.
I see, yes. That all sounds tremendously exciting.
That's one word for it. It's been an experience.
Not a great one.
Not all good. But we've seen a few things. Some I don't want to see again.
Your friend is exploding.
Travelling on the Orange Express is rather nice.
I'm sure it is. Well, for that much alone, I would come along and join you, if you would accept my assistance.
Well, yes, we are sadly lacking in manpower now.
Manpower.
Yes.
Manpower. You've got Tiny Tim.
He grins maniacally.
Yep.
Or is that Star 5? I can't really tell.
Squints at him again.
And that's very much both.
Good to know.
We'll show Selena the parts that we've got, and
yeah, they show you a human-sized leg, pair of legs, a human-sized torso, and a human-sized arm. I can't remember which arm you've got left.
I think it's left.
That one.
Yes, left arm. It's weird. Your eye doesn't really want to focus on it. It like skids off. It doesn't look like a physical thing. It looks like it's a hole in space to somewhere else where there is a thing that looks just like what it looks like. But you're not seeing it directly. You're seeing it through the hole in the universe to see it. It makes your head hurt.
Very interesting. How much is it going to annoy you if I want to do things like tarot card readings and throwing runes?
It's not going to annoy me at all.
Okay.
Please feel free to make me a power test.
Okay. I reach into my clothing somewhere in the mysterious depths of all the layers and pull out a very tatty old set of tarot cards.
Okay. Make the power test. Definitely got a deck of tarot cards there, by the way, Tiny Tim, Boxley and Clarissa.
Oh, I'm not sure. These things, the parts of the body, they're quite magically sensitive. I'm not sure that kind of thing is good to do quite near it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No, I've got half my deck of cards.
Yeah, but this thing, we came back one day and it all put itself together and someone was dead.
That sounds made up.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we had to go like throw it in the river and everything, the canal. And
Tim, we don't need to go through that again.
So let's just start with admitting murder and disposing of a body.
We didn't murder anyone. There was someone who was dead.
We just found a dead body.
But it was a first cultist, so yeah, we got rid of it.
I pack away the tarot cards.
Okay.
When they look slightly better, I put out the rune stones instead.
Okay. She's got a bag of stones.
I might just excuse myself for a moment. I need to go find Dr. Jesus.
You're not certain how Dr. Jesus would look upon this sort of thing.
Yes, I need to go find my... Yes, I'll be back in a moment.
Clarissa leaves the room.
Has the Ouija board been left out by any chance?
Probably not.
Okay.
That was in Old Star's room, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're okay. In Izzy's room at the moment. So
no, Wolfstache's room, sorry.
Well, yeah, but you're in Izzy's room, not in Wolfstache's room. So yeah, if you want to use the runes, make me a power check.
Sure, will be power.
And what am I rolling?
Power.
85.
Oh,
would you like to... I
rolled
99.
Oh. Excellent.
What?
Okay then, you pull a rune out of the bag. As you're doing so, it slips out of your hand and lands on the edge of the fireplace and breaks in half.
No!
Incidentally, the rune that broke is Algis, the one you would normally use for protection.
Shit.
It's also normally seen as a warning against evil. But yeah, it slipped out of your fingers and broke. It's not a terrible loss because all rune sets come with a spare blank rune, so you can carve that into whichever one you need.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a bit wrong. That's worrying. The fact that that happened is a bit bad.
Did everyone exit the room?
No, Tim's still there.
Well, that's quite unusual, Mr. Tim. That's quite unusual. That's quite worrying. Yes.
You broke your rock.
Yes, but the runes, this is a warning.
It's not good.
What's it warning?
Stunning evil? Some description, probably.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Danger, my dear boy, just terrible danger.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should close that thing up.
Oh, what danger you say? Oh, yeah, we need that.
Yeah.
It was terrible danger. You're not telling us anything new there. Yeah, you close the box.
Yeah, I like it being closed.
Yeah, everybody likes that box being closed.
Yeah.
It's the box full of evil statue.
Yeah.
So, what's the plan? What are you all doing?
What's the time?
Well, by now it's probably sort of mid-afternoon-y sort of time.
Right. How long does it take to get to the station?
Depends on if you get a taxi or not. If you get a taxi, not very long at all.
We'll have all our luggage, so.
Yeah, we'll want a taxi.
Yeah. It takes about 5 minutes if you've got a taxi to do it.
We want to, leave a bit early, though, because we need to, get our stuff back. They've got our passports.
Yep. And we need to decide what we're doing with them. Bag.
Yeah. That's what. That's the thing.
Are you having this conversation in front of Serena?
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
Fair enough.
So, what's in the bag?
Here we go.
One of our party, Mr. Oldstar.
Oh, shit, we should send a telegram.
I suppose we should, yes.
Yeah, you probably should.
He was wearing, when he died, an amulet that all these cultists were looking for. My memory's not too good on this part, but
it was the weird tentacle lizard monster people.
Hey, right, what?
Yes, the cultists of the...
Weird lizard
people. The lizard people. And they've been searching for it for centuries. Well, not quite centuries.
It weren't even hidden there, well.
Well, no.
It was in the hotel where the guy was staying.
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, it was somewhere else.
It was in a completely different hotel.
Oh, right.
The hotel where he was staying was the one that got pulled down.
Yeah, the abandoned hotel where we went to down.
Alright.
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Well, really okay. He hid it a bit better then.
Anyway, this amulet that he was wearing had some kind of influence over people when they touch it.
So we picked it up.
So it's currently in my handbag, and
that doesn't make you sound like a crazy person at all.
So we need to hide it, so the cultists don't find it, but at the same time we can't touch it, otherwise bad things will happen.
Not even with, gloves, because old staff touched it with the handkerchief and it still got him.
Well, why don't you just throw it in that there chest with all the other dodgy stuff you've got with you?
Don't know, do you want to make some dodgy stuff? Blow up or something?
I'm so tempted to go, let's find out.
Well, yes, off you go then.
Does it really make much difference at this point? I mean, you don't want anyone getting into that chest, so once they get into the chest, does it really matter if there's a medallion in there too?
Yeah, but the thing's in that chest. It put itself together and killed a person, or someone died, I don't know.
Izzy can't tell you.
No.
She doesn't remember anything.
So personally, I would prefer that it didn't get mixed up with the other stuff. You never know what cross-culty
pollination.
I don't even know if there's a word for it. There probably
is. Dr. Jesus probably knows.
Dr. Jesus probably
knows. Dr. Jesus.
So anyway,
an open can of worms.
I've completely lost the flow of what I was saying. I think it would be best if we don't mix it all up, just in case it becomes one big
Eldritch party.
Bad crate of badness.
It's already a bad crate of badness. Now let's be honest, it's a Death Guard simulacrum.
Don't want to make it a bad crate of worseness.
Yeah, especially if you just put your hand in and go, "Oops, there's the amulet."
You know what I'm not missing? I mean, to occasionally say, "Says the inspector."
Oh, that inspector was so kind.
Did he ever work that out properly?
Yes, he did. Bloody did actually work out that the inspector wasn't there eventually. But as he put it the other week, it took him a depressingly long time to do so. He hadn't realised for a very long time. But anyway.
So I'm not really an expert on these culty matters. So I don't know. Selina, do you have any kind of prior knowledge of this kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh, well, good.
Excellent.
Make a roll.
Go ahead.
Would you like archive to make it? I'm not exactly young.
Might be better, Little Miss 99.
Little Miss 99, I'm going to drop a rune now and it's going to break.
I rolled an 80.
Well, I guess all of that luck you used up last week, Clarissa, is coming back to haunt you.
You could use 10 luck to par.
Hey. I will tell you now, you're not going to get anything out of the cult.
Fair enough.
Your knowledge of the occult does suggest that there may be such a thing as evil items. As to whether sticking several evil items together in a box, no fucking clue.
Well, maybe we should play it safe and put it somewhere else.
Well, I did have a thought of maybe leaving it in a safety deposit box.
You could even leave it in a safety deposit box in this hotel.
But people can get into safety deposit boxes.
It's difficult.
I probably know about this hotel.
But I could possibly arrange at the bank to leave it there.
Tiny Tim, make me an intelligence check.
Oh dear. That doesn't sound like a good idea. Oh! I went half that.
Okay. A thought occurs to you, right?
Right.
They know about you. They know about Clarissa. They don't know about Selina. If Selina was to go and put it in the bank, they wouldn't know where it was.
Ooh.
And then going and robbing it is much more difficult if you don't know it's there to rob in the first place.
You could do it. Because they don't know you exist, do they? So they don't want to steal your stuff.
I guess. Well, if we had nowhere else to put it, then I guess it would probably be for the best. We can always notify them strange people at home of where we've left it. Maybe they can come and collect it, keep it somewhere safe.
Yes, we do need to probably let them know about our companions and what has happened anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay, so the rest of the afternoon is taken up with sending a telegram with a brief message and maybe a letter with more information, or just a quick telegram Wolf stash dead. Old stuff exploded.
Wolf stash missing.
Wolf stash missing. Old stuff exploded. Send help, clicks. All words to that effect. Selena, you go and you get a bank account at the Central Bank of Trieste and leave a large gold medallion that's still ensconced in somebody's handbag in a safety deposit box.
We can move it to a different bag if she wants the handbag back, because she's got the stuff in the handbag too.
I can get a new handbag.
I assume you take the gun out of the handbag though.
Yes, very carefully.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's all done, and it is starting to get on towards night time. So you quickly gather up all of your stuff, get your passport back, jump in a taxi, and make your way to
Trieste station.
That's the one. About 8 o'clock at night, the Orient Express pulls into the station, and there's a brief whirl as they get you into your standard rooms. Obviously, they're a bit confused as to why Wolf Stash and Old Staff aren't there, because before they were. Did they share your room? No, Old Staff had a double to himself, didn't they?
Yes.
And Tiny Tim was with the. But you managed to rearrange slightly so that Selena is in a shared berth with Izzy. You get a single to yourself this time, Clarissa. Mm-hmm. And you, Tiny Tim, are in a double with an elderly, professorly-looking chap. Obviously, that means that the box goes in the room with Izzy and Selena. It's very nice being back on the Orient Express. It is lovely. The luxury surrounds you. And after you set off, it doesn't take very long to get to Ljubljana. So by the time you reach Ljubljana, you're all sort of relaxed and feeling a lot happier. Everybody can regain one sanity point. For those of you who were injured, you can also have... Well, actually, no. Do you go to dinner?
What's on the menu?
Depends. Have you gone to dinner?
I'll probably go to dinner.
Yeah, I like food.
Yes. Okay, so you do all go to dinner, so yes, you can all have a hit point back as well. You go to dinner, and it is a sumptuous feast. The dining car is pretty full. Quite a lot of people are in there. There's a bit of a party atmosphere going on. And you go and get sat down. Maurice comes over. He's the waiter that you usually have. And he starts asking you what you want, and you can have the full five-course meal, which is nice. So there's a very nice sort of fish and cream soup to begin with. Then there's like this tureen of salmon. It's a bit fishy, but then you're coming from a fishing port, so it's to be expected. Then there's quail, which is quite pleasant. And then you move on to the actual meat dish, which is pork cutlets with, and I quote, varied vegetables. And then at the end, he comes over with, like, the desserts. And there's a choice of desserts. It's like a rhubarb-y tart type affair. And there's, cherries in not port. The other one, sherry. So quite rich. And then there's like a meringue type thing. And he also brings over this bottle, and he goes, I believe the lady has made a friend. Somebody has sent you a bottle of fine Sauterne. Shall I uncork? It looks like a very good vintage.
Oh, go on then. Can I kind of look around to see if there's anyone I recognise?
Well, there's nobody that you recognise, but the moment he uncorks the bottle, pretty much everybody looks around, because this wonderful smell of wine, and it it's a really nice smelling wine rolls out across the room, and everybody's like, "Oh, ooh, what's that? What's that good old smell? Wine? Wine? Oh, I'll have some wine, please. What's that smell?" "Well, I don't know what that is, but it smells delightful." And he's like, "Yeah. You have been mightily blessed, shall I pour?"
"Oh, yes, please."
Pause for you. Pause for Selena. We'll assume Izzy is looking up the box at the moment. "Yeah, yes. I suppose now I must introduce you." The gentleman, he seems to be shy. "But he was a very nice gentleman. Obviously, to give you this fine wine. Very finely dressed man."
"Finely dressed?"
"You looked, how would you say? Theatrical."
"Oh. Theatrical?"
"You know, he had like the shiny coat and stick what is the word in English? With the card tricks.
That magician?"
"Yes, that is the word. Perhaps."
"That's..."
"But obviously he thinks very highly of you. He had sent you this fine wine. You can make me a spot hidden if you want to try and remember who was sitting where he pointed."
"Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely."
"Yeah.
Yeah. Now I roll a 0-2.
You
roll me.
You can't remember seeing anybody over there.
You rolled a 14.
But
I passed it.
Yeah. Not remember to check your skills.
Yeah.
Neither of you remember seeing anybody sitting over there. However, Clarissa, theatrical in a shiny suit, the sort of man who might do tricks, could be Wolfstache.
But
he's now not there. This one does smell sort of familiar.
Is it? Do you think it could be?
Could be who, dear?
No, it's the wine. I'm wondering if we need to drink it to go where we're supposed to be going. Because it couldn't be the pencil moustache villain as well. Well, Cliff is going to drink some anyway.
It is fucking amazing. It is absolutely the greatest wine you have ever tasted. It's slightly better than that wine you had on the Dreamlands Express. But only slightly. It's very similar to it, in point of fact.
Tim, you need to... Yes, I think we should try it.
She doesn't look at all poisoned, does she?
No, she doesn't look at all poisoned. In fact, she looks better than she did when she started this meal.
Tim? All right.
I'll
drink it.
Selena, did you join?
Oh, I've already taken a big glug.
Oh, right. It is by far and away the best Sauterne you have ever tasted. But anyway, the gentleman who was sat in the far corner said he enjoyed the vitality of your youthful enjoyment, and he sent a bottle of his own wine with his compliments. Hopefully you enjoy it. It smells very good indeed.
What does the label say?
The glass is, the glass of the bottle is, you know, that really dark green that's nearly black.
Mm.
It's very, very dark indeed. The label is actually, it's got a name of a chateau, which is Chateau Girard Lafont, which, if you bother to ask Maurice, he reckons must be near Yquem. And scribbled in ink across the label are Un Sommier de Save, which again Maurice will happily translate for you.
That means a dream of the sap.
I shall bring the cheese. He wanders off and brings the cheese. Yeah, the bowl is very, very pleasant. Do you finish the bowl? Do you save any of it?
How much would you drink, Tim?
Well, I think Tim's probably at least a bit distracted by the fact he's got, like, this very sweet meringue pudding, and that probably doesn't go that well with wine. So, meringue. So we'll drink some, but meringue.
I don't think we'd finish the bottle.
Okay, so you get a cork put in it, and Maurice puts it behind the bar for you. So you all head off to bed. It's late, but not too late, because you guys didn't really sleep yesterday.
No.
Because you were too busy running around in a in fear in caverns. So you're looking forward to a nice long sleep, because you should get to, I think it's Belgrade, where you're going next, something like that.
Have we been past the checkpoint?
No, not yet. You're still heading towards you're past Ljubljana.
Oh, okay.
You're heading towards Zagreb, Vinkovici, and then
Belgrade. I think
you're planning to get off at Belgrade.
Yes.
Well,
I have no idea why, but we can review that later.
I'm fairly certain. Professor Smith gave you a contact in Belgrade. Dr. Milovan Todorovic, curator of sculpture at the National Museum. So you're expecting to get to Belgrade sometime in the afternoon?
Tomorrow,
probably.
Okay.
So you're a bit confused when at 3:10 in the morning, there's a furious banging at your door. Oh. Hello, I'm afraid your stop is approaching.
Hey?
We have already begun unloading all of your accoutrements onto the platform. It is, you are disembarking here. Hello?
Oh, where are we?
Oh, we are in Zagreb. Your names are on my list of people who are getting off here.
Oh, are we?
You look outside and it's very foggy, but you can see, like, a city and the bells or something. Can you make me a listen check?
Sorry, I'm confused now. You said we were getting off at Belgrade and you said Zagreb.
Yep, yeah. Can you all make me a listen check, please?
Yep.
I passed that. I've
only got the base of 20, so.
Selena doesn't.
Okay. Yes, you are on my list here. You are getting off that Zagreb. As I say, we've already started unloading your trunks, your trunks are on the thing already, I am afraid.
Please, can you put them back on?
You look out into the dusky right now, so you can see, right, on the platform, there's this stooped over guy. He seems to be talking to himself. He's talking to something shiny in his hand, and it takes you a couple of seconds to realise he's talking to a skull. And he's like, here's the cheek that keeps its colour. Let the wind go whistle. Spout rain, we fear thee not, be hot or cold. All's one with us, and it is not the absurd, whose fortunes are upon their faces set, that fear no other god but wind and wet. You're from school, right? That's The Revenge's Tragedy 3 by Cyril Tournier. We've already taken all of your major luggage from the Fulgon, and it's already out there.
But no, we're not getting off here.
But you are on my list. It is here. Definitely.
There's been a mistake. We're not due to get off.
What ho, Clarissa? Says the man on the platform. A bed so early? And you too, Tiny Tim Boxley? Sluggards. Do you plan to slumber like swine and forego one of the Emperor's greatest cities, hurrying onwards to your gathering task? Come, I have arranged your stay here. Time flows swiftly, we have much to talk about, ere dawn. perchance you will permit me to tell you the strange history of the Sedefkar Simulacrum in full. What you can expect to find on your arrival in Constantinople. Ha! Follow me, fellows. Ladies, too. Let the devil steer the course.
This is definitely not our stop.
Well, I do not understand that. The gentleman outside...
Now, you listen to me, young man. I level against him and attempt to intimidate him.
Okay, well, make me an intimidation roll, then.
You are going to go up there and get our luggage back on this train. You are not going to abandon us here on a station platform with some weirdo.
Okay. Make me an intimidation check, please.
Okay. You pass that, but don't half it.
Okay. Well, the train man is like, oh, I am so sorry. Bear with me. And he goes shuffling off.
Shout out the window. Who are you?
Too late. Oh well. We'll meet again. The guys go out and they rush out. They get all your luggage off the thing and bring it all back on board. And the train starts leaving the station. You're like, what the fuck was all that about? And you get back into bed and you try and go back to sleep.
Okay, that was quite worrying.
And you drift off to sleep.
That's definitely not a good place for us to be getting off.
No. Well, you're expecting to get up at... you're expecting to reach Belgrade sometime in the afternoon the next day. So you're a bit surprised when at 3:10 you hear a furious banging on your door. Hello, I'm afraid you are getting off at this station. We have already started removing your luggage from the foregone. Please, could we be getting up? Please, could we be getting up?
I don't like this.
Hello, I'm afraid you are on my list. You are alighting at this stop, I'm afraid. Come on, please. We have to unload the rest of your luggage. And, yeah, you look out of the window and you're at exactly the same station that you were before. The city behind is still shrouded in fog. And the gentleman with the skull is sort of sitting, standing there. He's just looking at the skull. He's got a sort of big hood over his face. The chap is still outside. He's still occasionally muttering to the skull. And he says, ah, I told you you'd be back. Please, come with me. You surely need to learn the things that I know. You surely need to learn the things that I need to tell you. I mean, Miss Burns, surely you aren't going to fail your granddaughter by being an uninterested party. I mean, you must have some curiosity, otherwise, well, you're obviously just purely suspicious souls. And do you know what happens to purely suspicious souls? They learn not to trust. And when they learn not to trust, they stop trusting each other. And then, well, they fall apart. You should alight and come and learn from me. I can tell
you
much.
You get on the train.
I'm afraid that is not my fate, dear lady. Please, come off and join me. You must get off the train now. I am very sorry, but you are scheduled to alight here. We've already removed all of your luggage from the train.
Okay, can we talk to each other for a second, like out of the shop?
Yes, of course. He takes a couple of steps back. The man outside just sort of sighs to himself and turns his back on you.
What are you going to do?
Well, if we're going to carry on repeating this until we get out, we might as well get out now.
Should we try again to not? I could probably scare the Jesus out of this kid again.
Well, it worked last time.
It did work last time. And if that doesn't work, will it, like, go, you know, leave our stuff here? Assuming this is actually real.
Where did he say we were?
Zagreb.
Is that on the map?
Yeah. It is one of the stops.
What else is here? Did we have like a guide or anything we could check to see?
There's not a great deal of information.
Well, to be perfectly honest, you weren't planning on stopping here, so...
No.
Although it's worth pointing out that you're fairly certain that whatever's going on here is weird.
Yes, I'm assuming it's possibly wine-related.
Well, that wine did remind you of things you drunk in the Dreamlands.
So, I'm just going to get out.
Oh, are you moving to leave? Excellent. I'll meet you later.
Oh, we're moving to leave?
Well, Clarissa is.
I've got out the train.
Oh, crikey. Okay. She can't get off on her own.
I'm following, but I'm not happy about it. I was comfortable.
you step out onto the platform. It's quite cold. I assume you've stop to put on clothing before you leave, because you were all in your night clothes.
Yes.
And you take all the rest of the boxes with you. Weirdly, Izzy isn't here, and you can find no sign of the massive great chest of doom. Almost as if they didn't come with you. You know, she wasn't at dinner.
Right.
You step out onto the platform and look for the gentleman, but instead you do not find him. So in the middle of your bags and trunks is a crumpled up piece of paper.
Okay. I'll just read. It seems to be a note of some kind.
It might tell you what it's written on at the top, actually.
So I'll just read it and you can see what you think. It says, I loved your shifting shape, my dancing golden dream. I tried to take you for myself. I failed and fell into the abyss. Now you mock me in the ceaseless wind that never lets me rest. You relish my fate, my cruel golden one, and yet I adore you. I cannot pray. Oh dear. I cannot pray, for my lips are sealed. I cannot speak, for my jaw is locked. Oh, give me shelter from the heartless ones that gibber in frozen wastes. I am he who screams at your window. I am the blizzard-driven dead.
What?
Oh, he sounds like a jolly chap.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I'm going for the specific words of the golden one.
That medallion was very shiny.
And the fact that it's all about wind and blizzards, and Trieste was quite windy and
blizzarding.
Yes.
Just a bit.
No,
he's fat.
So I don't quite, I mean, it's... I don't know who could have written this. Could it have come out of one of the bags?
All of your bags are closed. So where are you going? What are you doing? There is no sign of the man who called you and offered you knowledge. To the north of you, there is a huge wall. A surface of stone stretching east to west without gate, window, or reason. It is obviously sheer and unclimbable. The top moves out of sight in the fog, but you can hear sounds from above. To the south is the river, wide, slow, and black. Chunks of ice whirling in it, and the water dark and cold, and no bridge crosses the river. To the east is the fog, lies everywhere in the town, licking its tongue into the corners and lingering in pools. It lies quiet, almost as if it watches you.
That's ominous.
To the west is the boulevard, a long road filled with cafes and cabarets and theatres and brash noises and colours barking and laughing pleasure seekers lounge and stroll and prate and tussle. These people do not sleep. Not ever. Not ever. It's obvious that you should never cross such a rude and horrific place.
Right.
Where do you go?
We get back on the train.
The train is gone. You are here. Off in the distance, you see a huge fortress. In the centre of the town, maybe? Or somewhere nearby.
Is there anyone about?
There are people about. They sort of walk like shadows from room to room, from building to building. None of them vibrant enough to really count as people. Apart from the ones on the boulevard, who are far too vibrant. I think even talking to them would be enough to shatter your brain.
Well, the river sounds cold.
The river is uncrossable. There's no bridge.
So that way sounds bad.
That way is impossible. Off in the distance, down one of the roads, you do hear a voice. Are you coming?
Not until you tell us who you are.
Well, then you'll never come. And you'll never learn a single thing. And that would be a tragedy. And not just for you.
Tim's just going to sigh, stick his hands in his pockets and start walking in the direction of the voice.
Fair enough.
Coming along after him.
So basically, just going in that direction. You wander along, and eventually you find something unusual. You come to a lane where there's this white liquid flowing down paving slabs, except for one stone. There's one stone in the middle that the liquid, the white liquid, touches it, and you can hear and you think it's milk, because it smells like milk, is getting sucked into this stone, or possibly underneath it.
So it's some sort of milk mole that's being fed by, like, an exploded cow.
Tiny Tim Boxley, most logical. No, there's just like this flow of milk being sucked into something under the stone.
I do not like the sound of that.
Not dealing with it.
Tiny Tim Boxley just goes, nope.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim Boxley just turns around and walks off. And Selena, Clarissa?
I shall just, like, have a little look.
Lean a little bit closer into it and go, hello? That is not very pleasant. Hello?
There's actually a hole underneath the stone. You could probably lift the stone up.
Can I prod it with my walking stick?
Okay. You prod it, it moves slightly. There's something under there.
Pick it up.
You pick up the stone. Underneath there is a silver ring and a pool of milk.
What?
There's a silver ring under the rock.
That's nice. I don't want to touch it.
What about you, Selena?
Just the ring?
Yep.
Has the noise stopped?
Yep.
I poke you with my stick.
It moves. I'm guessing I poke it with my stick is going to be her thing. It moves slightly.
I look at, I've forgotten your name.
Clarissa.
Should we pick it up or leave it?
We've had bad experience of just picking up random things.
Indeed, your medallion incident sounds rather unpleasant.
Yes, and that's related to this note that we found on the platform in some way.
I would suggest we maybe don't touch it.
I've got a pen I can use.
Yeah. You pick it up with the pen, drop it in your handbag. It doesn't resist. The milk is still flowing down the street. Off in the distance you hear a voice. I'd stick together if I were you. Your little friend is getting away. I'm afraid that's where we're going to end for the evening. Thank you very much for listening to this. Admittedly, it was a little bit short, but hopefully we will bring you some more next time. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at the Cult of Tea and Dice. thecultoftandice.net, or you can talk to us at thecultoftandice@gmail.com. You can talk to us at Cult Tea and Dice on the Twitters. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to her at tgremlin. You can talk to her at ill_porcupino. If you would like to leave us iTunes reviews, then please do leave us iTunes reviews, because frankly, we love iTunes reviews. Thank you very much for listening, and good night. Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.